As you lie there in semi-supine, head supported, knees bent, and the feet spreading onto the floor, without you having to do anything, the neck is freeing, the head is released away from the spine, the whole back is lengthening and widening, the limbs are lengthening and releasing out of their habitual tensions, the knees easily balancing up, and the feet spreading onto the floor. And as you lie there, take in what's around you. See what you see. Notice not just the ceiling, but what's available in your peripheral vision, the space to the left and right of you, the space beyond your head and towards your knees. Allow yourself to tune in to what you can hear, the sounds around. And become aware of what you're in touch with, the ground under your back supporting you, the air on your skin, your clothes. Perhaps you can sense the fragrance of the space you are lying in, the taste in your mouth. All this that you are taking in all the time unconsciously, you are now taking in consciously. And as you allow yourself to become more present, taking in the world around, seeing what you see, hearing what you hear, sensing what you sense. The neck continues to free, and the head continues to release from the spine lengthening as it obeys the laws of gravity, and any excessive curves gently lessening, the shoulders widening away from each other, the pelvis resting, the hip, knee, and ankle joints freeing up, and the feet spreading onto the floor. As you lie there, witnessing yourself and the world, but not doing anything, it may be possible for you to become aware of the distance between yourself and the ceiling, the space that's there. Perhaps it's possible to notice also the distance between the top of your head and the wall behind you, and the space that's there. The end of your feet and the wall beyond your feet, and the space that's there. The distance between the left side of you and the wall to the left, the right side of you and the wall to your right, and the space that's there. And noticing all these parameters of space, one after the other, all at the same time. The floor beneath you, supporting you, coming up to meet you. And as you lie there, let me take you on a journey through the internal space that also exists, the space that you take up right here, right now. We usually pay attention to the matter that we see, but we know that on a quantum level, the ratio of space between atomic particles is planetary distance. So let us pay attention to the space that exists in us. Have a thought of the distance between the top of your head and the roof of your mouth. Maybe you can imagine the distance between the front of your eyes and the back of your head. The distance between your right ear and your left ear. so it may be possible to have a sense of the whole volume of space that is your head. And maybe it's possible to be aware of the distance between the front of your lips and the back of your throat. The distance between the roof of your mouth and the top of your larynx. The distance between the inside of your left cheek and the inside of your right cheek. So you maybe have a sense of the whole volume of space that is your mouth, and add that to the volume of space that is your head. And thinking of that place just behind your ear, between the skull and the jaw, maybe you can think of the distance between the top of your neck there and the top of your ribs. The distance between the left side of your neck and the right side of your neck. The left shoulder joint and the right shoulder joint. The distance between the front of the collarbones and the back of the shoulder blades. The distance between the front of your throat and the back of your neck. So it may be possible to have a sense of the whole volume of space that is your neck and shoulders, and add this to the volume of space that is your mouth and head. And thinking of the distance between the shoulder joints and the elbows, the elbows and the wrists and the tips of your fingers, the distance between the thumb and the little finger, the corresponding sides of the arm, the palm of the hand and the back of the hand, the inside of the arm and the back of the arm. And maybe it is possible to have a sense of the whole volume of space that is your arms, and add that to the volume of space that is your shoulders, neck, mouth and head. And as you lie there, perhaps it's possible for you to imagine the distance between the top of your ribs and the sitting bones, the bottom of your pelvis, and the distance between the left side of your torso and the right side of your torso, the distance between the breastbone and the back of your spine, your belly and the back of the spine. So it may be possible to have a sense of the whole volume of space that is your torso, noticing as you do how that volume of space changes as you allow the air to enter and the air to exit, either through your nose or your mouth, it doesn't matter which. And you can spend some time noticing that portal between the outside world and the inside world, where the air enters and the air exits. Perhaps it comes in through the nose and goes out through the mouth. Perhaps you can feel which nostril is engaged and when it changes. Whichever gateway you use, it doesn't really matter, as the air enters and exits all on its own. Everything moving easily to allow this to happen, allowing the volume of space of your torso, allowing the shape of your torso to change. And add that sense of the volume of space of your torso to the volume of space that is your arms and shoulders neck, mouth, and head. And now we come to the legs. Perhaps it's possible for you to think of the distance between your hip joints and your knees. Your knees and your ankles and the soles of your feet. And have a thought also of the distance between the outside of your legs and the inside of your legs, the outside of your feet and the inside of your feet. The distance between the toes and the heels, and the distance between the front and the back of your legs. So it may be possible to have a sense of the whole volume of space that is your legs. And add this sense of the volume of space that is your legs to the volume of your torso, your arms, your shoulders, neck, mouth, and head. So that now you have a sense of the whole volume of space that's you, from the top of your head to the soles of your feet, lying here in the space that is around you. If your eyes have closed, allow them to open gently, and take in what is around you. Allow the light to fall into your eye. Perhaps you can hear other sounds beyond this voice in the earphones. Perhaps you have a sense of the floor beneath you. Does it seem that there is more of you on the floor? Has something changed in you since you first lay down? Whatever you sense, whatever your experience, it is entirely valid. This is your journey and your discovery. In a moment, I'm going to suggest you come to standing. But let's go over it in your imagination first. I want you to imagine coming to standing really, really easily and effortlessly. Imagine yourself letting your eyes drop to one side, the head following the eyes, and the opposing arm dropping over to begin an easy rotation through all of you, so that you find yourself supported on all fours. This is an easy, flowing, speedy movement, the legs remaining bent as you use the momentum to curl over onto all fours. In your imagination, you are easily allowing the spine to lengthen all the way to your ears, eyes looking at the floor, the top of the head, directed towards the opposing wall. There is slightly more support on the knees than the hands, and in your imagination, you are allowing yourself to rock forward and back. Forward and back, just a little way, before dropping back onto your heels, looking forward now, rocking back up onto high kneeling, bringing one foot forward and imagining your head leading you up to full standing, almost as though you are floating up. It is so easy and effortless and flowing. And in your imagination, as you stand there for a few moments, thinking of the space above, behind and on either side, having a panoramic vision of what is in front of you, finding the weight more on the back of the foot, you can allow yourself to walk effortlessly away, still with these spatial directions in your mind, as you go about your daily routine. Now, having imagined this easy way of getting up, have a go. Roll over into the future you just created for yourself, coming to full standing.